It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lois Zayer.
Thank you. Our guest today is Cindy Job, and Cindy is the executive director of the Sister Cities program for Springfield. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you so much.
Well, I have lots and lots of questions about Sister Cities for you today. So what does Sister Cities mean? What does that mean for Springfield?
Springfield has two sister cities, and trust me, we could have a bunch, but we have landed on two that work really, really well for us. The whole idea is simply opening minds and opening hearts. Our mission is peace through people. And we do that through engagement and cultural exchanges and programs, lots of neat ways to get involved.
You said there are two sister cities. Where are those two sister cities?
We have our sister city, Isasaki, Japan, which we have now been sister cities with for about 31 years. And we have a sister city, Tlaquepaque, Mexico, which we've been sister cities with for 16 years now. Great relationships. We have so much going back and forth. It's a lot of fun.
And now, is this just something where we're the United States and we know what we're doing? We go there and tell them what they ought to be doing, or try and teach them stuff? Or
we try to receive more than we send, actually, which is really a neat concept. But Sister Cities International is a program that's based out of D.C. It was actually organized by President Eisenhower and really got up and running in the 60s, where they try to pair cities' official relationships. And then what you do with those relationships, are kind of up to you and what the individual goals are of the city. But again, I think we do more receiving than we do sending.
Well, you said the first one you talked about was Isasaki, Japan. And you've actually been to Isasaki, have you not?
If you count 19 times being there, then yes, I have. We have a trip. We're taking a citizens delegation in the fall of next year, and that'll be a cool one for me because it's number 20.
Well, you say you're taking a delegation from here. Tell me about that.
We have a lot of exchanges. Again, our local organization's philosophy is the way you get people to, you know, believe in this mission and to truly accomplish the peace through people is through just engagement, exchanges, lots and lots of exchanges. And one of the things we do are citizens delegations, where we just send or receive just general citizens trips. And the only thing you need to do to be a part of that is acknowledge that you're an ambassador for the organization and for the city and for your country. And we organize trips, and you get to do cool things. You're talking, home stays and home visits and official welcomes and official parties and just lots of local touring and stuff. It's a really personal touch. And we're taking one of those next October to Isasaki.
What kind of experience would a person have? What kind of things do you do? You talk about official meetings and things. I mean, how do people get selected to go?
Well, it's really, as far as a citizen's trip, it's not necessarily a selection process. It's being one of the first to sign up and being able to pay the airfare and things like that. But we do a little bit of an interview process, because we want to make sure you're going to represent us well and that you understand the mission of the organization. But these are the things that it's really hard to put on a flyer. It's one of the reasons why us doing flyers for these trips are hard, because not everybody's experience is the same. We do hook you up with host families. Are you going to really hit it off with that host family, or maybe not? But we got lots of stuff going on. There's lots of music. There's lots of art. There's just so many things. And the best thing about both of these relationships is you're not going as a tourist. You're going as a friend. There's already people greeting you when you step off the plane. There's people that may not know you, but trust me, they know you and they know the city, and you're going to be welcomed as a friend. And that's really the coolest part of it.
And I think I've heard in the past where maybe cultural groups from Springfield go and they entertain the folks in Japan.
We have a group that's just now on their way back that was there performing at their Isasaki Summer Festival. They do the same thing. They send groups to our festival that's coming up here in a few weeks, September 8th, 9th, and 10th. And again, that's what we do to entertain each other and to teach about the cultures are the performing delegations and citizen delegations that go back and forth. Lots of student groups as well. Been sending student groups back and forth to Isasaki for 29 of the 31 years.
Well, we've talked a lot about Isasaki. What about Tlaquepaque? Is it a similar type of exchange that you have in Mexico?
I tell you what, we have so much fun with our sister city in Mexico. The easy things about that relationship are, number one, they're in the same time zone. It's a hop, skip, and a jump from Dallas. And so we do have exchanges that go back and forth more frequently there, simply because of it's cheaper to go back and forth, and it's just an easier. You can do like a five-day visit, and you feel like you've got your money's worth. But we do, especially with Mexico, we do, you know, lots of music and lots of art. The color and the fact that Tlaquepaque is like a cultural center for that Guadalajara area, it makes that relationship really cool.
And we just had some folks visit from Tlaquepaque just a few months ago. Is that correct?
Yeah. If honestly, you could probably say that at any time of the year, because we have folks visit just about all the time. But we do have a new facility out at Nathaniel Green Park called the Peace Through People Pavilion, which we built and donated specifically for these cultural performing delegations and to kind of be like a cultural focus point for our community. And so we had a group that was there to help us dedicate it. Again, we have a group coming in for Japan visit here in just a couple of weeks. And there's something going back and forth all the time.
And let's talk a little bit. You just real briefly mentioned your Japanese festival that's coming up. And there's also another festival with our Mexican city, right?
Yeah, September 8th, 9th, and 10th is a Japanese festival. This will be the 22nd year of that. Last year, we had almost 17,000 people attend that event. We have some great headline performers, including Mr. Shoji Tabuchi from Branson, who really wanted to be a part of this event. We have an international storyteller coming in from Disney, a performance calligrapher. We have the Taiko drum group. We have so much going on for that event, and it's a good bang for your buck. Be there all day, do as much as you want. Family event.
And that would be Friday night, Saturday, and
Friday
Sunday?
Night, Saturday, Saturday night, and then all day Sunday, September 8th, 9th, and 10th.
And then you have another event, I believe it's in October?
Yes, we have an event in October on Friday the 13th called Taste of Tlaquepaque, which has become an annual fundraiser for our organization. And some people want to know what we're doing with those funds, by the way, and really it is the engagements, taking care of the groups when they come here and helping send students to be able to be a part of this as well. But October 13th is our, this year, the theme is going to be the Day of the Dead, the Dia de los Muertos, which is an annual celebration in Mexico. And we're going to show folks what that would be like here.
Well, this has been fascinating, Cindy. Thank you very much for coming and sharing about the Sister Cities program.
Absolutely.
It's something great to learn about. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.